following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Yes, Greeny.
I was just on CapitalOneCup.com checking the Capital One Cup standings.
Oh, yeah? Who's in the lead now?
UCLA is up on the women's side after winning the volleyball championship and a top 10 finish in soccer.
Way to go, Bruins. Who's leading on the men's side?
Tight race. Alabama, North Dakota State, North Carolina. Three-way tie after the fall championships.
Wow. So with two more seasons of college sports, it sounds like any school could make a run at the trophy and a combined $400,000 in scholarships.
That's right. Don't forget, fans can vote for the Capital One Cup Impact Performance of the Week at ESPN.com/Capital One Cup.
During the 12 Ways to Save sale at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy a 5-quart bottle of Peak conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for $9.99. Plus, you'll also get a $5 O'Reilly gift card after mail-in rebate. That's just one of the ways to save now and get a $5 savings later. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, it's the Doug and Daddy Show.
Lock up the young talent. And with Alex Gordon having his breakout year, you got Hosmer, you got Moustakas. Those three guys have got to be locked up for a long-term deal.
You're tuned in to Central Nebraska's favorite sports talk show.
We review everything that's kind of close when they score a touchdown. Well, how do we not review everything that's kind of close when it's not ruled a touchdown? I don't understand. These idiots in the booth are getting paid a lot of money to mess things up.
Pro, college, high school, they cover it all for you.
Of all the people that can win in golf, if you're not in the top five in tennis, you're just absolutely out.
You always find on the hard courts, Australia and the U.S., where the big boys seem to come through. Now, you play a little bit on the grass, or especially the clay, then all of a sudden you have a clay court specialist.
Let's head to the show right now, only on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Getting ready for the Bo Pelini press conference. Spring football begins on Saturday, and there seems to have been something to talk about ever since South Carolina picked up the win, from who's coming in as recruits, who's not coming in as recruits, Sean Callahan, coaching changes, and all that.
I know he switched up spring football a little bit. But right in the middle of spring, they start it before spring break, then they take a break, then they come back maybe to alleviate some of the injuries and some of the soreness a little bit. I remember them doing that. It seems really early for spring football.
So we're waiting for Bo Pelini, and it should be any moment now. Then Jared Crick will join us. He's back from the combine. We're going to ask him what he thinks about his draft stock sliding severely because of this injury and what he's been told. And so that's coming up. Also, Jake Spitzelberger, former UNK quarterback, is going to join us. He's getting ready to go over to Europe. We're going to talk with Jay Stair, Overton boys basketball coach, Matt Drew, Giltner basketball coach. Tomorrow, we're at the UNK-UNL baseball game going on in Lincoln. So that's going on tomorrow. Will Bolt will join us right off the top of the show tomorrow. We're going to talk to Paul Baronic of Ravenna and Tom Crable of Boys Town, boys basketball coaches. Coach Crable, we've become friends with him after they come up to the Heartland Hoops Classic, and they are going to be taking on Minden, a big favorite to get into the finals there. Coach Dittman is going to join us tomorrow, Hastings College, to talk about that, plus Damon Day. We're packed the next couple of days. And then the Big Ten tournament will be in our slot on Thursday and Friday while Daddy and I are at the Boys State basketball tournament.
Yeah, so you sit back and enjoy the action. Will get started, I believe, on ESPN2 right now. A little basketball going on. Connecticut and DePaul,
yeah,
taking the stage. 0-0 right now, 19-18 left.
Never been a shutout in the Big Ten tournament.
Never has been a shutout. By the way, happy birthday. Oreo turns 100 today. You know they did $2 billion in sales of Oreo cookies? $2 billion? That's a lot of Oreos, actually. 20 billion Oreos sold, more than 500 million packages. $2 billion in sales in Oreos. Thanks, Darren Revelle. Another meaningless tweet by Darren Revelle, but that's great stuff.
All right, there you go. By the way, we didn't get to this yesterday, but it was a pleasure, even though it wasn't the best play of the weekend. It was a pleasure to see Brandon Ubel being dunked on the top play on ESPN from the weekend. One of the Minnesota guys throwing a thunder dunk over Ubel. That was the supposed best play in all of sports over the weekend.
What was? I'd like to have somebody measure that off. And it was a great dunk. I don't know if it was the best dunk. You know, like you said, there's some other pretty amazing things that happened. He had to be up 12 and a half feet when he came over the top of him to throw that thing down. I mean, pretty athletic, regardless of whether you think it was the best or not.
Daddy, they've already named, and by the way, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, we're going to give you a chance to win some more tickets to the bike show coming up this weekend.
Tickets to the Nebraska Kearney baseball game tomorrow. We've got them for you right here. Save you a little money if you're going down anyway.
There's Bo Pelini, his spring press conference. The Huskers will have their pro day on Thursday. Then their first day of practice is on Saturday. Sean Callahan will be with us for his Big Red Reports. With the way things go now, they will have a week of practice, and then it's spring break in Lincoln, so they'll take that time off. Wink, wink, nod, nod. And then they will get back to practice after spring break is over, and then the spring game, of course, is on April the 14th, 1 o'clock.
You know, in the spring press conference, I didn't realize they break down every position, but when you get to write about stuff, everybody wants to know their own little thing. Interesting that he's going to let those guys go to pro day, which I don't think they've ever been invited to, and then opening up the first practice, which is
it's the new laid back bow.
Yeah.
Of course, you know what happens? He hasn't been poked and prodded. I mean, Sip had an article and Chattel had an article, but he has been poked and prodded by us media type every day for a couple of months. So
he likes everybody again.
Yeah,
even Dirk.
He's calmed down. Looks like he's been working out. Bo Pelini. Press conference. We need to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Your thoughts, shoot us an email to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy. Spell out the word and, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. And give us your thoughts on anything you heard from the coach today. When we come back, former Husker Jared Crick is going to join us. UNK former quarterback Jake Spitzelberger is going to be in studio. We're going to talk with Jay Starr at Overton. We're going to talk with Matt Drew at Giltner because there's basketball coming up. We're going to be in Lincoln tomorrow for Husker baseball against the Lopers. The Huskers begin that 17-game homestand coming up this afternoon at 2:05 against Kansas State. Let's give away something. Let's give away the baseball tickets.
That sounds
good.
Is that
okay?
Baseball tickets for tomorrow. You're going down again?
Checking out the Facebook page, too, for our motorcycle and bike show tickets, because we're going to do that in a little bit as well. If you're going to go down to Nebraska UNK and want some great tickets, get you right behind home plate to watch the game tomorrow, you want a trivia question? Or you just want a call? Or you want a trivia question? You want a call? Okay, here's the trivia question. Big Ten's been hammered on for being a bad baseball conference. Last year, there are 10 teams in the Big Ten, ironically, that played baseball. How many of those had a winning record? How many Big Ten teams overall, not just the conference, overall had winning records? First one to get that right gets 4 reserve tickets to tomorrow's Nebraska-UNK baseball game. Call now, 888-455-3776, 888-455-ESPN.
Mayhem is everywhere.
Hi, I'm the automated hold system for your cut rate claims department. To get forwarded to the wrong person, press 1. To get put on hold for 40 minutes and then disconnected, press 2. To repeat your story to the entire company, including the cleaning staff, press 3. To do something that isn't stupid, hang up and get Allstate.
The only insurance company who guarantees your claim experience won't be Mayhem. Like me.
Introducing the Claim Satisfaction Guarantee, only from Allstate. Dollar for dollar, nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate.
Only Allstate has claim service so good, it's guaranteed. To learn more or find an agent near you, visit allstate.com/satisfaction. That's allstate.com/satisfaction. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Premium credit varies based on vehicle involved. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and their affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
It's Central Nebraska's largest bike show and swap meet. March 10th and 11th at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. Saturday 10 till 7 and Sunday 10 till 4. New and used motorcycles and parts. A tattoo contest. The Classic Hits 98.9 Fabulous Prize Machine on Saturday. This year's charity fundraiser is for the Kearney Volunteer Fire Department. Visit KearneyNebraskaBikeShow.com for full details. The bike show and swap meet. March 10th and 11th at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds.
First Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of the month.
It's
preferred member days at Complete Nutrition. The first Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of the month. Get 22% off everything.
First Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of the month.
That's 22% off exclusive weight loss, sports nutrition, vitamins, and herbs. At Complete Nutrition, our focus is asking you the right questions to get you the right products you need to reach your goals. And when it comes to helping you lose weight, increase energy, burn fat, or build muscle mass, nobody gets you results like Complete Nutrition, period.
The first Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of the month.
So get in this Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday for our preferred member days. And save 22% off everything only at Complete Nutrition.
Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Kearney, just north of Sunmark on 2nd Avenue, and in Grand Island, just north of Gordman's off Highway 281.
To the casual observer, it's only six high school basketball games.
3 seconds, 2 seconds.
But to the fans, winning state is epic. And to the 12 teams and their schools, memories. It'll last a lifetime.
Backcourt comes to the near sideline. There's a shot thrown up there. It's no good.
Enjoy a full day of champions as, again, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 is the only start-to-finish coverage on Championship Saturday. And the boys are back in town Saturday, March 10th.
Sunshine develops across the area today as temperatures top off up near 77. Winds out of the southwest will stay breezy at times around 10 to 15. Tonight we'll see increasing cloud cover with a low at 37. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 59.
I just gotta let you go. You don't belong to me. I've just gotta let you know.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show, the answer is 6. That's amazing. Out of 10, six Big Ten baseball teams had winning records. Who picks up the reserve tickets there, Jeffrey?
Our friend John Gillespie from Grand Island.
All right, John, congratulations. We'll be giving away Husker tickets throughout the baseball season and during this 17-game homestand. So be listening.
17-game, that's exactly what it is.
Never heard of anything like that.
No, not in college baseball.
And they say T.O. isn't doing anything.
Yeah.
You got him a 17-game homestand.
The place is going to be sold out, folks. You're going to want to listen to win those tickets.
We're the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, Kearney's best pre-owned dealer. Don't take that lightly at the Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac dealerships. Our friends at Midway want to say thank you to all the folks that have made them the number one dealer, and they're doing even more with their hassle-free pre-owned selection. It's the best way to embrace the award that they have won, put more happy customers in their fantastic selection of Midway certified pre-owned vehicles. Whether you're looking for a late model pre-owned vehicle with that new car smell, they have it. Maybe you've just received your tax refund and you're looking for an inexpensive set of wheels from Budget Row. Chances are they have what you're looking for. With over 250 vehicles in stock, their selection has never been better. At the Midway Auto Dealership, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
We're going to talk to Jared Crick. He joins us. He's been to the Combine. He's been all over the place. How are you, J-Man?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Well, we're doing great. You are, that's some sporting little aqua blue or whatever that was you were wearing at the Combine, man. You get to keep that?
Yeah, it did. It was a pretty decent little color. It could have been worse. Could have been yellow or pink, I guess, but it's whatever.
All right, let's get to it. How'd the whole Combine experience go for you? Was it what you expected, and what was good, what was strange about it?
It was exactly what I expected. The whole Combine process is meant to, make you uncomfortable. Teams want to see how you react under tension, under pressure, that kind of thing. So the whole 4 days, you're not getting a lot of sleep. You're getting up at 6 a.m. in the morning every morning, sometimes 4:30. You're spending a lot of time in the hospital, a lot of time in MRIs if you have injuries like I had. So it was, what most people see is just a workout, and that's the very last day. That's after 3 days of, 4 hours of sleep and that kind of thing. So it's exactly what I expected. I've heard, I heard a lot of things about the Combine, and, that all came to be true, but it's a good experience. Not everybody gets to do it, so I was glad I was able to go.
What did they tell you injury-wise? Were the doctors and the people that looked at the results of those MRIs, were they happy with where you're at right now?
They were very pleased. And after just, testing me out, checking my range of motion, my strength, that kind of thing, I think I surprised a lot of people. I don't know what a lot of these teams were expecting me to be able to do coming in, but the overall reaction that I got from every single team doctor was I'm doing very well, and I am doing well. As far as the healing process, you know, I'm done. I haven't been rehabbing for a while. It's just getting the strength back to where it was before, and that's going to take a little bit more time. But, you know, it's great. I feel good. My range of motion's, you know, back to where it was. My strength is getting there, and I haven't had pain in a few months now. So they were very pleased, and the MRIs look good. I didn't bench for a risk precaution, but I'll be benching pro day here Thursday. So after they see me bench, I'm hoping that they close the case on my injury.
Jared, I guess that kind of leads me into my next comment. I'm not even sure it's a question, because we talked about this when the combine was going on, how, you know, how much does it matter what you do bench pressing Thursday at pro day? I mean, what is that? We know that you're strong and all things like that, and I mean everybody overall. Are some of these things, do they actually show that you can play football at the next level? I mean, we all know you can play football at the next level. What does this prove?
As far as like the bench press, everybody wants to see, you know, how strong you are, how you're, you know, how much you can bench, that kind of thing. But at the end of the day, the bench press is just kind of for show. You know, you see a lot of guys who can do over 40 at the combine in their pro day, but, you know, not do too much of the league. They really, you know, 95% of what they will draft you on has already been done, and that's, you know, your game tape in college. And for my case, the bench press is just going to show that, you know, obviously it's a process. I'm not going to put up the numbers that, you know, I would put up, you know, on any other day. But as long as they can see that I'm putting up a high amount of numbers, you know, close to, well, you know, hopefully close to what the guys were doing, you know, at the combine, just guys who were uninjured, that kind of thing. If they can see that I'm still up there in, you know, the high 20s, you know, maybe 30, you know, they see that, you know, I'm on the right track, and, you know, I'm only, you know, just a few weeks out of from being full strength again.
If you want to impress them, do it one-handed. Jared Craig joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're about 6 weeks away from the NFL draft, maybe 7 weeks away from the NFL draft. For the fans out there, Jared, what's the difference in what you do at the combine and what you're going to be doing at the pro day?
The drills are the same. I think there's just the overall enormity of it. Again, the combine's 4 days long, 3 days of, you know, quick turnarounds, going to bed late, getting up early, having a stress-filled day, that kind of thing. To us, and in a big environment in Indianapolis, where, you know, general managers, owners, everybody, all eyes are on you as far as, you know, to where it's pro day. Who knows who's going to be there? There might be some owners. There might be some general managers. Of course, the scouts are going to be there. But there's not as many guys as there are at pro day as there are the combine. So, you know, pro day is very important, if not just as important as the combine. But just the overall atmosphere is going to be a little bit more different. And being home, being on the Hawks turf, being where we've spent the last 4 years, it's a little more of an more comfortable of an environment. So it's all important. It's all the same, you know, as far as that goes. But just the being comfortable is going to be a little bit better on pro day.
How many head coaches did you get to meet at the combine?
I met quite a few, a lot of them, the new head coaches, you kind of, you don't know they're the head coach till they tell you they're the head coach, but, and it was pretty cool. And you saw a lot of them. I mean, you saw all the owners, you saw all the general managers, all the coaches, and, whoever just wanted to come up and talk to you, you just, you know, had a conversation with, but, I've met with a good number of head coaches, general managers, and, you know, owners for that matter. So, and again, everybody's there in the same hotel, and it's just kind of wherever you bump elbows with.
Did you meet Jerry Jones?
I did not. I saw him around, but he is a busy guy, so I did not. But I met with Coach Garrett, Cowboys, and, had a pretty good talk with him.
Jared Crick with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, getting ready for Pro Day on Thursday. Bo Pelini just had his spring press conference. Coach was talking about replacing some of you guys. From your perspective, what's this team got coming back, especially along that defensive line?
They got a lot of great guys coming back up front. You know, you got some veteran guys like, you know, Baker, Cameron, Jason Anker, who played pretty well for us last year, he's going to be coming back. And you got young guys at the D-tackle, you know, such as Chase Rome, Justin Jackson. There's guys all across the board that can, you know, going to be fighting for positions, and it's going to be interesting, you know, to hear about this spring who comes out number one and, you know, who improved over the offseason. So this spring's going to tell a lot, especially for those younger guys up front. But, you know, they got some good leadership. You know, I think Baker and Cameron are going to do a good job leading that group. And, you know, just hopefully, you know, they come out of spring ball a better bunch than, you know, they were going in, which is the whole point of spring ball, of course.
How does it affect Jared Crick when he hears draft stock sliding because of injury?
I don't really try and listen to it. You know, people are going to have their opinions about me no matter what I do. So I just don't listen to it, because at the end of the day, nobody knows where anybody's going. You know, it's once you're picked, that's the only time that you know you're going to be going there. So, you know, I'll wait until draft day before, you know, I hear my name called, and then I'll know where I'm going. Until then, nobody has a clue, and, you know, it's just the way it is. No one's been 100% right ever. So, you know, no matter what people think about me, I'm going in with the intention of, you know, proving that I am healthy and that I am the player that I was before. And as far as I do that, you know, that's all I can control. And, you know, if teams, you know, have a higher, you know, they like me more because of that, then great. But at the end of the day, if I show that I can still play football, that's what it's all about.
Do they tell you, Jared? Do people tell you, we think you're slotted here? I mean, do agents tell you? Do teams tell you that?
No one tells me where I'll be, like, slotted per se, but they do. I'll hear the things that that they want to know about me, how I'm coming along with my rehab. You know, everything I've heard is if I'm doing, you know, well in my rehab, I'm ahead of schedule, and I'm on track to be 100%, then yeah, their interest in me is going to, you know, go back up to where it was before. So at the end of the day, as far as what I've heard, everything is all predicated on my pec. So as long as I show that I'm, you know, back to 100%, as far as I know and what I've heard, I'm back up there to where I was before.
Okay, well, I guess just another minute here with Jared Crick. Did you get a feeling that a team or two was more interested in you than anybody else? Did you have any feeling right now?
You know, all the teams that I had meetings with were very interested, you know, as far as I could tell on that. But then again, it's a business, and you know, if it's going to take more than just a head coach liking you to be able to be a part of the team. So yeah, I had a lot of interest down at the combine, and I felt good in my meetings. I felt comfortable with everybody around. So it's just going to be, you know, if they like me enough to select me on draft day. And if so, that's awesome. But, you know, it's not, like I said, it's a business, and you fall where you fall. And but the main thing is, as long as I get drafted and have an opportunity to play football somewhere, and, you know, that's my main concern. Because, you know, once I have that opportunity, it's, you know, no matter if you're the very first pick in the draft or the very last pick, you all have the same opportunity to make the team, and you gotta capitalize on your opportunities. So and that's the name of the game, and you know, in the NFL. So as long as I get my opportunity to make the most of it, you know, that's all I care.
You know, Daddy, I feel like we're watching one of our students graduate. We've molded him. We've got him to speak so much better than when he was just a little kid over at Cozad, Nebraska. And now he's going to go on to the NFL
he's
draft.
He's blossomed.
Oh, he is so blossomed. Have you decided what you're going to do for the draft? Some people go golf. Some people hunt, fish. Some people sit with their family. Some people get away from it all. Have you made that decision yet?
I haven't. You know, I'll probably just kind of chill out. Just me and my parents, probably, you know,
well,
do something low-key.
And Tony.
Well, yeah, of course. But yeah, or if, you know, I get invited to New York for some reason, you know, that'd be fun to go down there. But, you know, who knows what's going to happen with that. But, you know, if not, just going to kind of hang around and, you know, not let it stress me out too much.
That would be an awesome experience for all of us if we got to go to New York. That would be so much fun. J-Man, hey, best of luck tomorrow. Thursday, turn some more heads than you already have, and we'll be in touch with you here shortly as we head down to the capital city.
All righty, sounds good.
You're the best, Jared. Thanks, man.
I appreciate it.
Jared Crick. Now just waiting. Just waiting, Daddy, to see which
hurry and wait. Hurry and wait.
It's pretty much all done after Pro Day on Thursday. See what happens. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Still got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia Basketball. Jake Spitzelberger is waiting to chat with us here in studio. All of our guests taken care of by our friends at BK, two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. What do we get? Give me some of those bike show tickets. What do we got over there, Jeff? Let's get rid of a couple pair of these. The Kearney, Nebraska Bike Show and Swap Meet is at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds this Saturday from 10 to 7, Sunday from 10 to 4. If you've not won tickets on the Doug and Daddy Show this week, then call now. We'll take callers 3 and 4, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. And we'll give you a pair of tickets to the bike show and swap meet this weekend. It's a great one at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. Back with Jake Spitzelberger next.
Manta.com here with small business owner Joe Buchek of Lighthouse Construction and Restoration.
Yeah, I'll be right down.
With Manta, business has grown 50%. He's so busy.
Whoa, super busy.
He's expanding to new cities. If Joe had a free moment, he'd tell you himself how Manta.com helps him get found on search engines and smartphones.
You tell him for me.
Well, I think I just did. Claim your free profile where small business grows. Manta.com.
When you're swinging a baseball bat, the more you hit, the better. When you're driving a car, not so much. That's why Monroe urges everyone to replace their worn shocks at 50,000 miles. Worn shocks not only affect your ride comfort, they may affect your car's ability to stop. And when you buy qualifying truck Monroe or Rancho products between March 1st and April 31st, you get up to $100 back in mail-in rebate. It's the extra savings you need and the extra safety you need more. Restrictions apply. Actual mileage may vary. Promotional details available at Monroe.com.
When I told my buddies I was picking Butler to make it to the Final Four, my friends just laughed. So tournament time came around, we all head down to Cunningham's Journal. As my wife might say, my home away from home, Cunningham's has what any bracketologist would want. Wireless internet to do your research, awesome food, a bajillion TVs, and the coldest beer in town. Anyways, there was Butler in the final seconds, nailing a buzzer beater, and guess who's laughing now? So fellow bracketologists, when it comes to tournament time, make Cunningham's Journal your home away from home in downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunshine develops across the area today as temperatures top off up near 77. Winds out of the southwest will stay breezy at times around 10 to 15. Tonight, we'll see increasing cloud cover with a low at 37. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 59.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We've been giving away more bike and motorcycle tickets. You got some winners for us, Jeffrey? I mean, the phone lines is blowing up back there.
Yep, we had John and Matt, both from Kearney, won.
All right, they're heading out to the Buffalo County Fairgrounds this weekend. Holy moly, it's a busy show.
It is a busy
that
show.
That Paul Pelini messes everything up.
Well, no, all those questions mess everything up. People are beating their heads against the wall, but right now, we're going to talk to Jake Spitzelberger, former UNK quarterback. Did
also
great things.
Also going pro.
Yeah, he is going pro. He's going pro overseas, and you
he
hear that normally. We got basketball players that have been over to, you know, several of them go overseas and make some money and get to continue playing basketball, but not many football players. Jake, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. How'd you hear about the opportunity, or how did it happen?
Well, I guess they were recruiting me since my junior year. I guess I kind of fit the stereotype or prototype athlete that they're looking for. Maybe a guy that's a little undersized but pretty successful at the NCAA level. And then I guess they were watching me since my sophomore year, and they kind of sent me an email and a Facebook message. I know,
Facebook,
right?
Facebook, you're just no, blowing
seriously.
Up.
And then I told my coach, I was like, these, like, German people are writing me letters and stuff like that. And he's like, well, just wait till after season. So I kind of postponed till after season, then emailed them back, and then we went from there.
Jake Von Spitzelberger with us here on the Nugget Daddy Show. What have you found out? What can you tell the Loper fans and us about this team, this league? What are we getting into here?
In the MIAA?
Europe with your team, yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, it's completely the same as NCAA rules. I mean, it's same size field. It's not like Canada or anything like that. So football is football, whether it's here in Germany. So, but the team that I'm going to be playing for, we play in two separate leagues. One is the EFL, the European Football League, and then also the GFL, the German Football League. So we'll play the Euro, I think it's called the Euro Bowl Championships and stuff like that, kind of play a little season and then play for the Euro Bowl against, like, teams in Spain, like Barcelona and Vienna, Austria, where Kyle Kaiser's actually playing. So I'll travel around Europe a little bit and then play in the Euro Bowl, and then after that we'll go into the German League and play strictly German teams.
You're going to see a lot of different countries, something fun to do after college.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm really looking forward to the experience. I think it's a great opportunity, and it allows me to do something that I love, and that's play the game and see the world at the same time. I think it's a pretty good deal.
Former Loper star quarterback Jake Spitzelberger with us here. Now, I just want you to know that the next time that we have you on the show, or the next time you talk to Tony, the first question he's going to ask you is, what's the food like?
Hey,
you eat at any great places over there?
Yeah, exactly, right.
How much kraut do they put on their wiener over there? Really? I mean, what do? They actually put cheese in it, or what's the
got to know those things. You want to go over there.
Well, those are important. Food's a necessity of life, right? Yeah. You're going to die if you don't have it.
We talked off air. You're guaranteed. I mean, this isn't like going over there for a tryout. You leave at the end of the month, and you're playing football April 21st. Your first game.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they kind of recruited me over there to be the starter and fill the shoes of their last guy that decided, I think he just kind of hung him up. And so I'm going over there to play ball. I'm not going to watch, that's for sure.
Only four Americans on a team. So they're trying to get they're trying to make everybody accustomed to football and not call it soccer. I mean, they want to learn the game of football, and they want to play good football.
Yeah, absolutely. American football, they're trying to grow that sport out there. And one way of doing that is get some good players in there that could teach them kind of the game a little bit more, as well as kind of get the natives, the Europeans and Germans, have it be start playing and really try to grow the fan base out there and grow that sport.
Did you get Rosetta Stone, German? No, not yet.
No, I haven't. I'm kind of like a learn on the fly type of guy, so I think being around it for 8 months will be all right.
Oh, he'll definitely get to eat some stuff he wouldn't eat normally because they won't tell him what it is. Jake Spitzelberger is with us here in the Doug and Daddy studio in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. These guys are the defending German League champions. What's the turnover like? I mean, I'm thinking Storm Hockey. I'm thinking Nebraska Danger. I'm thinking there's a lot of turnover every single year. Is that the case here? Do you know?
From what I understand, I think it goes year-to-year basis with the American players. I mean, if they want to continue their experience and they're invited back to the team and they're not completely terrible,
I guess. It's called playing football and not having a job. That's what you're trying to do.
Yeah, exactly, right? So so as far as I'm concerned, I mean, it's pretty much relatively the same amount of guys, especially the European guys. They, like, continue to grow and play. But as far as the Americans, I think those kind of shuffle.
Have you talked to Kyle about the experience he's had?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, we Facebook message and email quite a bit, and he says he loves it out there in Austria. He said it's way different, and
good day,
experience.
Mate, put another shrimp on the Barbie.
Austria. Right. More beer. Vienna more. Sausage.
Oh, Foster's. That's Austria. Foster's. Jeez.
Why do we even let you on this show? Jake Spitzelberger with us here. do they play? What's their style? I mean, is it exactly what – I mean, do they like to see a quarterback run the ball? Or are you going to have to chuck it a little more, or have you been informed yet?
I think I'm going to have to chuck it a little bit more. I mean, they sent me their playbook, and they've sent me a bunch of film that I've
in
been
English?
Watching.
Did they send it to you in English?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah, so they sent me. So, like, their plays are pretty simple. But it's like a run-and-gun offense, no huddle, kind of like Kearney. I mean, different formations, different terminology, of course, but, I mean, that's going to be anywhere that you go. But it's I'd say it's probably 80% pass, and then I'm pretty much the running game. is from what I understand, so I'll be running it about 15 times a game, and I'm no stranger to that, so
no.
I like it.
Hey, that sounds like it suits your style, and maybe they knew what they were looking for when they came and found you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's why I chose that team in Schwanbisk Hall instead of the team in Stuttgart and Austria and Finland and stuff like that, the other teams that
yeah, when you were in sixth grade, you never thought you'd be a loper, and you never thought you'd be a unicorn, but you're going to be both.
I know. Look at that.
Well, what's the goal? I mean, do you want to take it to another level? Do you use this as a proving ground, as a minor league, or is this just you're going to be happy with this? Do you still have goals out there, I guess, for your football career and life?
Well, definitely. I think as long as you could play a game and get paid for it, I mean, I think that's the best life you could live, right? But I'm just going to go out there and train as hard as I've ever been able to train and develop as a leader, as a person, and also as a football player, and see what kind of opportunities that births, and then we'll kind of just take it from there. Let God's plan happen, huh?
Who's the next quarterback here?
I think they got a battle going on right now, Kevin Romero.
Oh, man.
They got Sam. He's a junior college quarterback that I heard's pretty good. But this spring ball, I think, will define that pretty well, even though Coach Morris might not give you an answer right away after spring ball. But spring ball will be huge for that team and that organization, and see how those guys adjust and handle.
Did Romero cut that ridiculous-looking mustache off?
I think he did. He did.
Good.
He's a scruffy dude, so he's always got that George Clooney scruff going on.
That's good.
Jake Spitzelberger with us. We'd be remiss if we didn't talk at least a question or two about your career at UNK, and I guess unfortunately how it ended. What's going to stand out for you? You've had so many honors, did so many good things. It didn't end the way everybody wanted it to, but I guess for me the one thing is you're probably the person, along with maybe Rustin Dring, but probably more so you with his injuries, and Tony can add maybe a couple more names here, but if I think about the person that brought UNK to the next level, instead of competing for a conference championship, to expecting to be the conference champ and getting to the Division II playoffs and winning a game in the playoffs, I think you'll probably be that person for some long, long time. Do you see yourself as that, or how do you take your career at UNK?
Definitely not. I mean, there's 11 guys on the field at all time, and football is the ultimate team sport where, I mean, if one player messes up one little position, whether it's a lineman or just a snap or a receiver runs the wrong route, that messes the whole play up. So it's a complete
team. Don't hesitate.
That's for sure. So I mean, it says a lot about our coaching staff and then the team that they recruited there and the personnel for the last 4.5 years that has surrounded me. I mean, quarterback's a big position, but that's definitely not what made the team what we had the last 4 years.
I know you commented earlier, a lot of these area kids really contributed to the Loper team, and I think a lot of people are going to remember that from this team as well.
Oh, definitely. I mean, we're not just picking kids out of big cities and stuff. I mean, you got the Justin Swedbergs out of, I mean, right down the street here, and then, like, Mason Brodeen. I mean, the small town kids,
he was okay.
Josh Rohde.
He was okay.
I mean, those guys are studs, but they're little town, even 8-man football playing guys, and I think that says a lot about UNK's character is, you know, give those guys a shot and then let's develop and build a camaraderie and a family. And those are the guys that really are big pieces to our football team the last 4 years.
This program's got a lot of new things. Russ Martin leaves, who obviously you guys were 1-2, and now they get a new offensive coordinator who will have to break in a new quarterback. Without knowing anything about Andy Siegel, the new guy, how much is UNK going to miss Coach Martin?
I mean, Coach Martin's a stand-up guy. He's one of my best friends, and he's one of my mentors and a guy that I look up to big time as a person, and he's going to be missed greatly. I mean, I can't say enough good things about him, but that's the way life is, right? I mean, you got to adjust, and you got to continue to adjust with things thrown at you, and that's something that this team and, I mean, the new coaching staff and that offensive coordinator are going to have to do is just run with what they got and try to be the best that they could do. You know?
Jake, we appreciate you stopping in here and telling people what's going on with your football future. We're going to do it again, okay? I promise.
Sounds good to me. I appreciate it, guys.
Thanks for the time. Great career. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Jake Spitzelberger with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Overton basketball coach Jay Stair when we come back.
Hey, Golden.
Yes, Greeny.
I was just on CapitalOneCup.com checking the Capital One Cup standings.
Oh, yeah? Who's in the lead now?
UCLA is up on the women's side after winning the volleyball championship and a top-10 finish in soccer.
Way to go, Bruins. Who's leading on the men's side?
Tight race. Alabama, North Dakota State, North Carolina. Three-way tie after the fall championships.
Wow. So with two more seasons of college sports, it sounds like any school could make a run at the trophy and a combined $400,000 in scholarships.
That's right. Don't forget, fans can vote for the Capital One Cup Impact Performance of the Week at ESPN.com/Capital One Cup.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's gotta be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
NCAA basketball action comes your way tonight on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Two more tickets to the NCAA tournament punch tonight in the Sun Belt Championship at 6. It'll be a Cinderella story as Western Kentucky takes on North Texas. That'll be followed by the Horizon League Championship at 8 as Valparaiso takes on Detroit. Western Kentucky, North Texas at 6, Detroit and Valparaiso at 8. The road to the NCAA tournament continues tonight on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
As sunshine continues throughout the afternoon, highs reach around 77 with a southwest wind, breezy at times around 10 to 15. Tonight we'll see increasing cloud cover late with a low near 37. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 70.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where the Doug and Daddy Bigger and Better Than Ever Bracketology Contest is now up on the website at ESPNSuperstation.com. A chance to win $50,000. You don't have to get them all right. You got to get a lot of them right. I'm not going to lie to you. $5,500. And even if you don't get the cash prize sponsored by Cunningham's Journal and H&H Distributing, you're still going to get the same great grand prize and all the prizes that we've been giving away for years here on the Doug and Daddy Bracket Challenge. But go to ESPNSuperstation.com. Get signed up. When the bracket comes out, you'll be ready to go.
One entry per person.
Yeah, this is different than ESPN. It's going to be a different looking. So...
Why does Jay Stair always win the bat? Well, he puts in 72 entries. All right, that's why. Only one entry per person.
Jay can coach, but in the years that I've known him, he has not been a solid selector of college basketball. I think we're at a disadvantage, Jay. Why do we never do well in the pools? We don't have time to sit on our butts all year long like Daddy and watch basketball. Jay Stair joins us. How are you?
Oh, I'm not too bad, you know, and I do remember that I think that I usually finish seventh in year eighth, Doug, so, you know, I at least makes me feel a little bit better. But when Tony comes in, I agree, he's got way too much time on his hands.
You know, that seventh and eighth would sound great if it wasn't just an eight-man league. So, you know,
yeah.
Getting ready for state basketball again, and congratulations, because I think quietly Overton has put together, I mean, we talk about football all the time, but the boys' basketball team with a variety of a talent and some young kids on this year's team has now started to build its little bit of a dynasty. Do you see it like that, or is it always 1 year at a time for coaches like you?
Oh, I look at it as 1 year at a time. I do look down the road a little bit, just kind of see what type of kids we do have. You know, being the PE teacher here at Overton as well, you can kind of see some kids that have potential to be pretty good athletes. And, you know, we've been fortunate in the last couple years to have a good crop of kids that, you know, they work hard. They're not just tremendously outstanding. They do the right things well, and they play together. And like I said, we've been fortunate enough to have those kids. And you know, along with football, and you know, now with basketball, hopefully we can continue to do that.
Jay, initial thoughts on Humphrey and what they presented the 10:45 Humphrey St. Francis, excuse me, at 10:45 at Lincoln East when you guys take them on Thursday.
Well, they're a very athletic team. They do what they do best, you know. Coach Kessler, they like to run that 1-3-1 zone, and they got athletes on their team, you know, obviously with football and everything that they do football-wise as well. But they do it well. They try to make you play faster than you're used to and force you to make mistakes. And, you know, in the morning, you know, they got to show up and play the same time we do, and we just hope we can be awake for that game and, you know, play the best we can.
Do they compare to anybody you played this year? Folks always like to go, well, who are they like? Do they compare to anybody like that?
Well, I think athletically, a team that I could think of would be Loomis. You know, Loomis gave us some fits with the zone that they run, and it's just because their athleticism gets them in the places they need to be, and they force you into doing things you're not used to doing. I look at Humphrey St. Francis as being the same type. They're probably, you know, I hope Steve's not listening, but I think that they're maybe a little bit better athletically than Loomis is. And, you know, they run a different zone, but, you know, they compare well with Loomis, I think, in that aspect. So, and obviously we played Loomis twice this year and we lost both those games. So hopefully we can learn from that and just play better.
Jay, St. Mary's enters 25-0, the only undefeated team in D1. Anybody, I mean, are they the front runner? I mean, when you look at the deal at the hole and talking to coaches, is there one favorite that stands out to you, or a lot of people can win this deal?
You know, I was talking to some people yesterday, and I think that if out of all the classes, I think class D1 probably is the most wide open. I think St. Mary's, obviously, that they haven't lost a game. They've played some good quality kids or quality opponents. And I'm looking at Pawnee City and Paxton. And, you know, I think we can be in the mix. Obviously, Humphrey St. Francis. And, you know, you look at Guardian Angels at 11-14, the type of schedule that they play. They're the defending D champs. And I think anybody, obviously, who can put three games together and can probably come out of the D1 class this year. But in terms of favorites, you know, I don't know. Obviously, with them being undefeated, I think they probably will get a lot of publicity about that. So we're just going to try to do what we can do, and I think that we got a good quality ball club, and, you know, if we can play well for three games or at least get by this first game and see what happens, you know, I think we got a good chance, just as good a chance as anybody.
Overton coach Jay Stair with us for just another minute. They play Humphrey St. Francis 10:45 Thursday morning at Lincoln East. Hear the game on Classic Hits 98.9. And if they continue on, it's 9 a.m. Friday and 11 a.m. on Saturday. Daddy, you look at this ball club, Humphrey St. Francis. They've beaten Norfolk Catholic. They have four losses, Twin River, along with Howells, along with Lutheran High Northeast. That's three of their four. They're all at the state tournament. Blake Kring, solid kid at 14 a game. But, of course, everybody's going to be, if we're interviewing St. Francis, they're talking about Olmstead. How has he improved his game from last year? Has he taken it to the next level?
Well, I think, Jacob, obviously, the older you get and the more you play, the more experience and, use the term, wiser you become. And I think Jacob has done a good job with that. He's trying to get the other kids involved. He's trying to be a good team leader, not just necessarily vocally, but just on the court. And, you know, the game with Kennesaw, he was kind of struggling a little bit with scoring. And then he'd get a couple defensive stops and make some plays there, and it just kind of got everybody else going and got himself going. And I think he's just matured as a basketball player, just trying to make his other teammates better. Not saying he didn't do that before, but it seems like he's making more of an effort to do that, and he knows that he needs those other kids for us to be successful. And he's turned out to be a pretty good all-around basketball player in the 4 years that he's been here.
Hey, Jay, best of luck Thursday, and I must admit, you can tell Jacob that's the first time his name and Wiser have been used in the same sentence. So appreciate the time. We'll see you on Thursday morning.
Well, thank you, Tony. Thank you, Doug, for the coverage. And, Tony, I'm still waiting for that Wiser comment for you.
There's no doubt about that.
Back to molding young minds at Overton High School. Thanks, Coach.
All right.
Jay Stair, the head coach of the Overton Eagles. They're both 20-4. St. Francis's, I think their schedule probably overall, but I mean Overton, good Lord, Giltner's pretty good too. Howells is on the other side. They've played some teams too. Take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're going to go to Giltner. Matt Drew, as they try to defend, joins us next here on ESPN Radio.
Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
People you know. Community people you know.
All sports, one source, two stations. KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
ESPN Superstation. Sports Center.
Good afternoon, I'm Mike Will, a Sports Center update on ESPN. The Nebraska baseball team will play Kansas State today at Hawksfield in Lincoln. It'll be the first home game for the Huskers this season after playing the first 10 games on the road. Nebraska is 6-4 after winning 2 of 3 games of the Dairy Queen Classic in Minneapolis over the weekend. The Wildcats are 5-5 after taking 2 of 3 games from Pacific in their home opening series. The Huskers will play their next 17 games at home. First pitch this afternoon will be at 2:05. Brandon Richardson of Nebraska was honored by the Big Ten Conference as one of 12 Sportsmanship Award winners in conjunction with the All-Big Ten men's basketball team that was released on Monday. Richardson averages 7.1 points, 3.1 rebounds, 3.3 assists, and 1.9 steals heading into this week's Big Ten tournament in Indianapolis. The Huskers will be the number 11 seed and will play 6-seeded Purdue on Thursday at 6:45. Pregame show begins at 5:45 on 1230 KHAS. Draymond Green of Michigan State was a unanimous selection of the league's coaches to the All-Big Ten men's basketball team. He is joined on the first team by John Scherna out of Northwestern, Jared Solinger of Ohio State, Robbie Hummel out of Purdue, and Jordan Taylor out of Wisconsin. Green was named the Player of the Year in the Big Ten. Aaron Kraft of Ohio State was named the Defensive Player of the Year. Cody Zeller of Indiana, the Freshman of the Year. D.J. Byrd out of Purdue, the Sixth Man of the Year. And Tom Izzo of Michigan State, the Coach of the Year. Creighton is ranked number 19 in the latest AP college basketball poll. Kentucky is ranked number 1, followed by Syracuse, Kansas, North Carolina, and Missouri. And the top four teams remain the same in the women's poll. Baylor is ranked number 1, followed by Stanford, Notre Dame, Connecticut. Maryland is now 5th. Nebraska checks in at number 20. That's an update on sports on ESPN. I'm Mike Will.
Whether you need to pick off a prairie dog or call in a turkey, the Boathouse in Grindallen has a variety of ammunition and hunting accessories the true outdoorsmen like yourself want. The Boathouse is more than just boats. It's ammo, live bait, and it's the right stuff, all in one place, so you can have more time in the fields or the lake, doing what you like to do best. The Boathouse. Boats, hunting, accessories, ammo, and live bait. North Highway 281 in Grindallen.
1.6 seconds to play. Giltner will inbound the ball down here in the corner. Finley will inbound the ball
Finley looking, comes outside. Kreitz, he launches up a shot at the buzzer. He hits it! Gilder hits it! A three-point field goal! And Gilder wins the state championship!
Well, that's how it was 1 year ago this weekend. One of the most memorable games in the state tournament. And Matt Drew, who we've had a chance to talk to time on the Doug and Daddy Show, has his Gildner Hornets this year going in ranked number one, undefeated. They're the number two seed because Howells has a few more points when it comes to power points. But Coach Drew joins us here. Coach, does it seem like yesterday or does it seem like a year ago?
It seems like a year ago. We tried to start over this year and make a different run and be a different team.
You better as a team this year than you were a year ago, or do you compare the two at all?
I think we're more potent offensively. I don't know if we have that same luck or togetherness or whatever you call a championship team, whatever it takes to win. Hopefully we show we have that at the state tournament. But last year's team was kind of special that everyone cheered for each other, and it just worked out, and you hope you can have that same magic this year.
You in class right now?
No, we are on lunch break.
Perfect.
Hit me just right.
9 a.m., does that make a difference? And how much does playing that 9 a.m. game against a solid opponent like Overton at the Heartland Hoops Classic maybe help you for this?
Well, I think that game kind of made us change our thinking. Last year we played the championship game at 9, and we just rolled out of bed and tried to sleep as much. But that was a little bit more because we were short on energy. We just played, 18-hour breaks instead of the huge break we're going to get here from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. So we're going to get up early and have a little bit of a 6 a.m. practice, wake them up hopefully, and keep them awake and be awake and ready to go. So, we came out that Overton game. I thought it was our sloppiest game of the year. So we're going to kind of change what we did from that day.
We want to know about Hayes Center. They're out there in the West. A lot of teams, a lot of people say, well, maybe they don't play the schedule a Central or Eastern Nebraska team would play. But your thoughts?
We barely beat a Western team last year in state championship. They're very quality. Hayes Center has been in the state tournament 2 years ago and 3 years ago, and they play a different style than they used to. They only play about five kids now, and they run a 1-3-1, so more of a half-court team. And, I assume they might run something different against Drew. Just they've had a week to prepare and see that, the teams have been successful against us, like BDS have ran box ones and stuff like that, so it's hard to judge what they're going to throw at you that first game, so hopefully we're ready, and we definitely respect it, everyone we have to play.
Yeah, Hayes Center has been a pretty good power in D2 sports here for quite some time, and they're had to rebuild a little bit last year, and they're back there at state for that 9 a.m. game at Lincoln Northeast. You have three seniors on the team, Matt Drew, with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, but obviously they seem to be about the three key ones with Drew and Trevor and then Ethan, who's still the hero from last year's state tournament game. What about the way the younger kids have come along this year for you?
We had two sophomores on the floor there at the end of the game. The kid that threw the pass to Kreitz, the Finley kid, is back, and we started Dustin Hastings' kid that's just got all conference honorable mention. He hit some huge threes for us. We're getting four guys off the bench if we need to. We got Poppin, a younger Poppin kid that's really athletic, a Hawthorne kid that's really quick. I think he'll give Hayes Center a lot of trouble. And then we got Dylan Hendricks and Ryan Clyer, who played a lot for us last year. So they've come along a long ways. Their job isn't to go in there and score a lot of points, so their stats aren't that impressive, but they're ready to hit shots when they need to, but they know what their job is.
Does it get old? I mean, you're 26-0. You've got the bullseye on your back every night. Does it get old taking everybody's best shot, or do you like it that way?
I think the kids like it that way. I think they've earned this respect. We don't go into any game like we know we're going to win. We try to take every game serious and recognize, you are going to get everyone's best shot, but hopefully that prepares us because you get everyone's best shot when it comes to districts or state, whether you're undefeated or not. So hopefully that prepares you better having that experience all year long.
And finally, Matt, we talked to Minden coach Shannon Lovin yesterday, asked him what the difference was between the team that he took to the state finals last year and this year's team. And he said last year they were the hunter. This year they're the hunted. Do you feel the same way?
Well, I think Howell's kind of changes that for us. They've ended our football season the last 3 years. So I think we still have kind of that revenge factor, It's hard to keep them concentrated on the quarterfinal, semifinal game when all they want to do is beat Howells, especially guys that played football like Ott and Poppin. So, I don't think think we have that same mentality. I mean, I'm sure once we get down there, we'll recognize that. But, you know, I think a lot of people, I read a lot of people picking Howls and all that stuff. So we still can play that underdog. We can be like Bill Belichick and pretend that we're always the underdog.
Before I let you go, I got to ask you about Drew. I saw you play against Loomis. When he gets the ball and he's 4 foot from the basket, he's dominant. He just takes over the game if you can get it to him there. Your overall thoughts on how he's progressed this year?
You know, he's one of these guys that plays within himself. He doesn't want to take that elbow shot. He wants to work for position. He's going to wait till he gets that ball in there. He's really turned off. I think he's been 20-20 in all the sub-district games, and he's really turned it on. And, you know, he trusts his teammates. You know, he's going to allow the guards to take the shot without getting too mad. You know, if they miss a couple, maybe we'll say something. But he's a team player, and he understands his role. He's not out there to shoot jump shots. He's in there to be the beast, and that's what he does.
Well, Matt, we'll let you get back to lunch and class, and we'll see you Thursday morning. The game on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, 9 a.m., 7 p.m. Friday, 8:30, the final game, which could be a dandy. The last D2 girls game was an incredible one. We hope to see that matchup in the D2 boys game on Saturday. So, Matt, best of luck.
Thank you guys very much.
Take care. Matt Drew, head coach of the Giltner Hornets.
I want to see Loomis in there.
Well, quit yelling at me.
No, I know what you're saying, but I think the Giltner kids, if there's one team across there, they want to play.
Steve already hates me. I mean, you know, so I just, yes, you're exactly right. Loomis plays Howells, and then whoever gets Giltner.
There you go.
How about that? Let's do Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. If you've not won in the last 2 months, give us a call right now at 888-455-ESPN. We'll give you a chance to win a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats. It is a grill's best friend, 888-455-3776. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
This is Dean.
Dean, okay, now I got to tell everybody, we got to put a shot clock on this one here today, so I'm going to give you about 15 seconds, and then every caller, like, loses a second. So here we go. Last night, Virginia Commonwealth won their conference championship in the Colonial Athletic to get back to the NCAA tournament. So they're in for sure. They were one of the Final Four teams last year. Who were the other three Final Four teams last year?
Butler, UConn.
Correct.
Kentucky?
Wow! How long has it been? I mean, how long has it been since I asked a question that they got right away?
About 3 weeks.
Oh, my goodness. Outstanding. Did you have some help?
Oh, no.
Okay. That'll boy.
Just got lucky.
I'm going to tell you what, we were talking about it here, and neither one of us remembered Kentucky, so there you go. Hang on the line, $25 gift card coming your way. Thanks for listening to the show today.
Thank you.
Jeff will take care of you. Do we got anything else we got to do? It's been a long show. We'd have been done on time if it hadn't been for Pelini.
Yeah, well, that's the way
it
goes.
I'm writing a letter. We'll finish it up when we come back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
The first Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of the month.
It's Preferred Member Days at Complete Nutrition. The first Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of the month. Get 22% off everything.
The first Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of the month.
That's 22% off exclusive weight loss, sports nutrition, vitamins, and herbs. At Complete Nutrition, our focus is asking you the right questions to get you the right products you need to reach your goals. And when it comes to helping you lose weight, increase energy, burn fat, or build muscle mass, nobody gets you results like Complete Nutrition, period.
The first Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of the month.
So get in this Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday for our Preferred Member Days. And save 22% off everything only at Complete Nutrition.
Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Kearney, just north of Sunmark on 2nd Avenue, and in Grand Island, just north of Gordman's off Highway 281.
Sick and tired of constantly hearing,
"We're bored!"
Big Apple Fun Center on 4th Street behind USA Steak Buffet in Kearney. Can change all that.
Hi, honey.
Hi, Mom. Call 234-4545 or click BigAppleFunCenter.net. Big Apple, the core of your family entertainment. Big Apple's got bowling, billiards, indoor and outdoor miniature golf, go-karts, velocity, sand volleyball, video games, air hockey, snack bike. Big Apple Fun Center. Call 234-4545 or click BigAppleFunCenter.net.
What are you looking for in a pharmacy?
I work downtown, so I need a pharmacy close to my job.
I'm busy with my kids and a job, so I need a pharmacy that's fast with no waiting.
I have a grandparent who is in a wheelchair, so I need a pharmacy with free delivery.
I'm a college student, and I'm on my own for the first time. I need a pharmacy that'll explain things and answer my questions.
Locally owned, ABC Drug Health Mart Pharmacy is the pharmacy for you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Oh, good Lord. The Doug and Daddy Show. Folks, be paying attention to the Doug and Daddy. There are two Facebook pages out there. There's one that's the Doug and Daddy Show that was started way back a long time ago. The official Facebook page when we give things away for the Doug and Daddy Show is the ESPN Superstation Facebook page. So I want folks to know that. Like the Central Nebraska ESPN Superstation. And if you like that on Facebook, you'll have opportunities, and we will be giving you a chance to win tickets to the Nebraska Danger over the next few days. Their next game is at home Monday against the Omaha Beef. Two very tough teams to start off with, one that was in the championship game of the league last year, and then the Beef, who have been solid for years. They come in Monday night for some Monday Night Football at 7:05.
Looking forward to that. Folks, we're live from Hawksfield Haymarket Park tomorrow. Lopers and Huskers. Not going to be the 75-degree day that it is today, but hopefully the wind won't be blowing 30 mile an hour either. They'll be able to get it in. Will Bolt's going to lead off the show. We've got great guests coming up for you, including Paul Baronic from the Ravenna Blue Jays. They talk about a bullseye on your back. Yeah, they've got it firmly planted there.
They're there. We'll talk with the number one seed from Boys Town, Tom Crable, on the show tomorrow. Jeff Dittman, the Hastings College women, will join us on the show tomorrow. We got more giveaways, Damon Day. And also, he told us that we're going to get a chance to talk to the man, Tommy Barnes, on the show. He went 12 for 12 at the plate in their series and reached base in all 15 plate appearances. He was 4 for 4 in each game with a walk.
Amazing. I mean, I don't know if that's ever happened. I mean, somebody have a weekend like that where they're 12 of 12. I'm betting 1,000. That's absolutely ridiculous. So
tonight, college basketball, it is Western Kentucky and North Texas for the Sun Belt Championship. The 5th and 7th seeds in that tournament are playing for a chance to go. Many upsets there.
Well, good for Dan McCarney in North Texas. I'm happy for him.
Valparaiso will take on Detroit in the Rising League, and two more games tomorrow. Gets going tonight at 6 o'clock. So there you go. The Creighton men are 19th. The Nebraska women are 20th. Each team in the Big 12 gets a sportsmanship award, and that's the only player mentioned for Nebraska basketball. Shocking. By the way, Draymond Green was named for Michigan State the player of the year in the Big 10 conference. Nebraska baseball this afternoon, Kansas State 2:05 at Haymarket Park. The game with the Lopers tomorrow at 1:35. Folks, thanks for being with us. It's all up on the podcast. Bo Pelini's press conference. Also our guests, Matt Drew of Giltner, Jay Stair of Overton, Jake Spitzelberger, and Jared Crick, both going pro, Jake going to Europe. And of course, for Jared, he's waiting for the NFL draft. See you tomorrow from Haymarket Park, Daddy.
Hey, we'll see you at 1460, 1550, the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game. Hey.